This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, moving on. The Washington Post has been doing some digging into the Trump Foundation, the charity that Donald Trump set up back in 1987. And according to the paper, the foundation's tax returns show that Trump has spent more than $250,000 of the foundation's money, that is money donated by others, to settle legal disputes involving his businesses. The term of art for that is self-dealing, which is more than just unethical. It can be illegal. Marketplace's Amy Scott has this explainer.
Let's say a lawyer representing an estate is supposed to sell a house from the estate's assets, then turns around and sells it to himself. Or a stockbroker, knowing her client is about to unload a big chunk of stock and drive down the price, sells her own shares ahead of her clients. Daniel Ostis, who teaches business ethics at the University of Oklahoma, says that's self-dealing.
Doing something that's going to benefit yourself when you're supposed to be acting as a fiduciary for another.
Fiduciary is just a fancy word for trusted person. And in the case of the Trump Foundation, Donald Trump would be a fiduciary, acting on behalf of the foundation and its donors. There are specific tax regulations for private foundations, saying they can't use their assets to benefit foundation insiders. But according to the Post, Trump businesses twice settled lawsuits by agreeing to make donations to charity.
Now, if Trump had just written the check to the charity, no problem.
That's law professor Lloyd Meyer at Notre Dame. According to the Post, the checks came from the Trump Foundation.
That's clearly self-dealing, using the charity's assets to benefit himself and his business interests.
The Trump campaign did not respond to a request for comment. Attorney Beth Kingsley with Harmon Curran says because private foundations benefit from tax breaks, they're held to a certain standard.
They're not private business slush funds. They are organizations that are supposed to have a mission to further the public good in some way.
And if the IRS finds wrongdoing, Kingsley says a self-dealer can be ordered to give the money back to the foundation and pay a tax penalty. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.